This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulullah, ma ba'd, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. Welcome back to another episode of To My Daughter, From the Heart to the Heart. We're taking you now to a very important stage building the Islamic character. A well-balanced and rounded character is preferred unless they're raised all aspects, guided by the directions and the matters with all means. But if you look back in history, you will realize the importance of building strong character. Indeed, there is no change without power, and no power without building, and no building without preparation and nutrition. It comes from aspects of every life. Nurturing a child and upbringing is exactly the foundations and the pillars they need to be able to be strong in the future. So train them to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today, my dear daughter, let's talk about the fara'id. Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula talked about wa'mur ahlaka bis-salah wastabir 'alayha. Amazing, this word, we learn a lot from it today, my dear daughter. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, command your children to pray. But the word here, the key is wastabir. Be extra patient. You see, the word, my dear daughter, is sabr, sad ba ra. But there's a letter increased in the foundation of the word, ta. And our teachers teach us, as I'm teaching you now, الزيادة في المباني زيادة في المعاني, which means that the extra act of the foundation of the word in itself is meaning, it will increase the meaning of the word itself. That means Allah is telling us, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. Command your children to pray and be extra patient, not just patient, extra patient. And now I'm going to tell you, how could that be? See, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Muru awladakum lis salati li sab'a wadrubuhunna alayhi al-ashr wa farriqu baynahum fil madaji'." Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, command your children to pray at 7 and discipline at 10 and separate them in beds. But since we're talking about the salah, we have to understand why. You know why? Because I want to teach you the importance of the salah so you'll understand why you're doing things. Now, do you understand why the aqidah, our belief system, was placed first? Do you understand now why I taught you who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, the stories we had, and why we do things for heaven and hell, and believing in the reward and the discipline, the carrot and the stick? You know why? Because if I tell you to pray, you're going to say why. If I don't tell you why and understand the foundation, if it's weak, you cannot build anything. And that's why I'm telling you, my dear daughter, if a prayer, according to the hadith, is what makes it or breaks it, on Judgment Day, Allah will ask us first. The first thing we'll be asked about is the salah, the prayer. So you'll understand what it is. Understand the features and benefits of the salah in itself. You understand the salah in itself is actually called salah because of that. Salah means the connection. You understand? If you want to speak to Allah, pray. If you want Allah to speak to you, read His words in the Quran. Salah is a connection, is a repentance, is a dua, supplication, is a mercy. Imagine. Salah is the only act of worship that nobody can actually do on your behalf. So make sure you understand that. So if we don't pray in this life, guess what? We will have to pray in the hereafter. But not in a very air-conditioned, beautiful place that you're at. I'm sure you know where I'm going with that. I want to give you something you can relate to. Could you imagine a friend of yours working in the stock market now? Bling, bling, bring it. Good for you. And he says, I have an inside information about a stock that is going to skyrocket. And he's going to call you soon. Are you going to miss that? phone call? Of course not. You're going to be waiting for that phone to ring because you don't want to miss the opportunity to make lots of money. They say, it ain't anything funny. In the land of milk and honey, it's all about money. So let's talk your language, money. You see, this friend of yours is the muezzin. The phone call is the adhan. The stock is your prayer. Your reward is Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Could you imagine, can you relate to this, my dear daughter? Understanding that Allah, if He sees that you've done your prayers right, and you establish the prayer properly, on Judgment Day, if it's accepted, God Almighty, Allah will accept all your actions and deeds. If the prayers are not, Allah will not accept any actions and deeds. You can understand now that you will hear a sound on Judgment Day. My slave, why didn't you pray? Oh, I was too good looking. Were you more beautiful than Yusuf alayhi salam? Remember him? Says even that he was so beautiful, it did not deter him from doing that act of worship. I want to remind you of a sound. Because if you don't pray, then you understand where you're going to pray. It may come like a nightmare for you, but please forgive me. I'd rather you hate me here and love me there, not the other way around. Remember when I told you I'll be tough with you when I have to? This is the time. There's no joke around this one. And there's no way around this one. A person will come the second, says, you know what? I was poor. I was so poor. How poor were you? Isa alayhi salam said, the earth is my bed. The heaven is my cover. Are you poorer than him? Did not stop him from praying. I was rich. I had people to see, places to go, things to do. The yen is up, the dollar's down. Stock market, as we called. He says, are you richer than the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula? He says he had keys. Men could not even keep the keys. It's impossible that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had Sulaiman, had the treasures. Even the jinn were working for him, had everything. He was a prophet and a king. You cannot beat him. So it says, then you will do the same. So let's bring the excuses you're going to come. Bring it. I'm ready for you. I'm traveling. Okay, Allah makes it easy for you. Every four rakat, make him into two. And you can combine Dhuhr with Asr and Maghrib with Isha. Oh, there is no masjid. It doesn't matter. You can pray anywhere. Ju'alatil ardu liya masjidan wa tahura. Prophet says, this whole earth made to be a masjid for me and tahura, purification. Just in case you're going to say, there's no water. You can make dry ablution, like I said. I can't find the Qibla. Do your best to find the Qibla, the direction of prayer, and you will be rewarded for your intention. Well, you know what? I'm too tired. I can't stand up. Sit down. I can't sit down. Lie down. I can't lie down. Move your head. I can't move my head. Move your eyes. I can't move my eyes. Think about it in your head. I can't think about it. You're dead. Then don't worry about it. So pray before you're dead and pray before you prayed upon. Understanding the most important part of the prayers, my brothers and sisters, it is for your own good. Remember the reward. Every time you make ablution, Allah purifies these sins. You become clean, become healthy. Every time you recite Quran, for every letter, 10 good deeds. You understand that purifies the sins. Every prayer from a prayer, Allah purifies the sins. Could you imagine if you give your car to a mechanic 5 times a day, your car will run beautifully, so smooth, no problems. Could you imagine giving your heart to Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula? And remember, when you say Al-Fatiha, Allah says, I divided it between you and I. So you say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, my slave praised me. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim says, Athna Ali. And Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Malik Yawmiddin, Majadani. He's now, he's not just praised me, honored me, and so on. He says, what do you want? Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Guide a straight path. Sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim, ghayr maghdubi alayhim, wala dhalin. Ameen. Not those who you're angered with. You know who they're angered with? He's angered with those who have knowledge, but they don't act according to knowledge. So remember, don't ever have knowledge and don't act accordingly. Remember, Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu says, تَعَلَّمْنَا الْعِلْمَ وَالْعَمَلَ مَعًا. We learn knowledge and action together. So please, my daughter, walk the talk. And he says, وَلَدْضَالِينَ. The dalleen is those who are led astray. They act without no knowledge. You understand? So if you act with no knowledge, and if you have no knowledge and you act, both bad. Says العلم من العمل بدون عمل لا يكون والعمل بدون علم من الجنون. You understand? So action with no deeds cannot be, but deeds with no actions, knowledge with no actions, is insanity. So please, my dear sister and brothers out there, come back to Allah, start praying. I hope you're listening, my dear daughter, because indeed is one of the most important parts. So Allah says, for what you asked, you will be granted. So He will give us a straight path, not be angered with us, and not lead us astray. I did tell you, the straight path is in the Quran, because He answered, what is the path? ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ. So hold on to that book, my dear daughter, as if your life depends on it, because this is the rope of Allah, this is the rope of Allah, the tie of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that holds us straight. Now understand also, my dear daughter, that when you say the tashahud, you know what that means? You know, say assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabi. You know, most of us don't know that. But I want to give you the reward so you'll understand why you're doing it. It's the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa jalla fiyala. Also note that when you say assalamu alaykum, it's 10 hasanat, 10 rewards. But you say assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I will return back to you 10 times more. And wa ala ibadillahi salihin. He says, upon us and the righteous slaves. You know what that means? There is about 1.7 billion Muslims in the world. Can you imagine everyone? Let's say only 1 billion Muslims pray. So 10 hasanat times 1 billion coming towards you and you going toward them. You know how much hasanat, how much reward you're losing if you don't pray? Could you imagine, my brothers and sisters? So we have to teach you. What is prayer all about? Don't just tell you how to pray and just pray because I said so. I'm telling you now, why? Yes, it's very heavy on the scale indeed. So now I know what it's all about. But remember, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us, and Allah says, they says, the qawm ada'u salah. People will come and they will lose the salah. Identity will go. Amazing. Could you imagine? And that's why Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, they will lose the prayer. When he said, Arihna biha ya Bilal, the comfort of our, the apple of our eyes is the prayer. That's what we look for. Amazingly enough, is exactly what we do. The prayer is what we seek refuge. So when you say, Allahu Akbar, my daughter, please mean it. Allahu Akbar means exactly that. Live it. And I want you to imagine, when you say Allahu Akbar, that the path, the sirat is beneath you. Heaven and hell is on your right and your left. The angel of death is behind you. And Allah is above all. That's how you pray and attain khushu' to pray. When it comes to other zakat, you know what you learn? You learn to be selfless. You learn to give, not just hoard. You learn to become generous. You understand zakah is a test for the rich and the poor. A test for the rich so they can hoard or give. Because Allah says, وَفِي أَمْوَلِهِمْ حَقٌّ مَعْلُومٌ لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ. Rights upon you for your money, for those who need it most. And that's a test for the poor because they want to be rich, whether they'll steal or get it in an unlawful manner. So it's a test for us as a faith, for the zakah. So since we give from that which we love, so remember, you put somebody ahead of you, so don't be selfish, be selfless. And know that the word zakah in itself is to increase your wealth and purify your wealth. So don't be afraid to give for the sake of Allah. Allah will reward you multiple and give you much more. You're not more generous than Allah. Have you ever thought about fasting? I want to teach you fasting gradually, slowly, maybe a few hours a day, till you become strong. You know what? Speaking of that, gradually, I also want to teach you about hijab early. I can't just come when it comes to 15 years old or you reach puberty and say, wear hijab, it doesn't work. I know that. But you have to learn that from your mother. It becomes a natural because the righteous environment is there and the righteous company is there. It becomes a norm. But if you're going to hang around with the wrong people in the wrong environment, you will not wear hijab because it becomes passé, oh, sauvage. I don't want to be like these people. These are animals. These are terrorists. I don't want to belong to that group. But remember, you will be resurrected with those whom you love. So keep asking yourself, who do I want to be resurrected with? Remember, my dear daughter, our prayer was told earlier on before we even obligation. So gradually learn. And that's why fasting is exactly gradually learning. Everything we do is gradually learning. So have you ever thought about this? You know, fasting, let me tell you another story. I want you to imagine if I tell you there's a black girl in Africa that doesn't have food and water, how would you feel? It's a rhetorical question, I don't want you to answer. But then you may be in love one day with the righteous husband, of course. And you go downstairs, you may be in love, can't go to sleep. You watch this black girl in Africa bending over, grabbing something from the floor and the ground. Doesn't know what it is, but it's soft enough to eat, dusts it off and puts it. How would you feel? You see, the first time I used the hearing sense, I told you about a black girl in Africa that doesn't have food and water. So you were somewhat moved. But the second time I added the visual, that means two senses in your body is actually making a decision, making a process in order for you to how to feel about this young girl that had no food and water. So you were moved even more. You may even get a tremble. You may even a tear down your eye. But if you don't eat and drink yourself, all your senses are involved in the decision making, how you feel. So you'll never take it for granted. You'll be grateful to Allah for the food you're given. You will share that. You will never waste it again. And there's a social aspect of it, spiritual aspect of it, and physical aspect of it. So when you're fasting, we're supposed to lose weight, right, honey? Not gain weight. We also look after each other. We share the food. We look after one another. We look after the less fortunate than us. We share it. Even the zakat al-fitr is supposed to put a smile on everybody, turn a frown into a smile, wipe the tear out of their eyes. So learn how to do it. And remember, it's the spiritual one because you read more Quran, you come close to Allah, you do more tarweeh and qiyam, ibtihal, you clean your closet sins, come close to Allah with in the month of Ramadan. Because shayateen are closed, chained up, open the gates of Jannah. Paradise are open, and the gates of hellfire are closed. Understanding the fasting is that which you leave something that is halal. You leave the food and you leave the water. You stay up at night, your feet must hurt. But you still do munajah, you ask Allah, subhanahu jalla fi ula. One night equal to 83 years plus in ibadah. Don't ever lose that. So when you ask the month of Ramadan, you have to plant the seed in Rajab, quench it in Sha'ban to get the reward in Ramadan. Now you'll feel the khushu'. Don't just tell me, I can't feel it. I'm just hungry. You will know what is reward for it. A gate of Ar-Rayyan. Yes, it is my son. That's why we call them so. So we open the gate of Ar-Rayyan only for those who fast that day. So if you leave something that is halal, food and water, intimate relations, how could you do something that is haram? And you know why? Fasting, you learn about taqwa. We talked about it. Because fasting, you will learn when you're all alone. If you don't eat and drink in front of people, and you go home, you close all the doors, and the only door you open is the door of the fridge, do you have taqwa? Of course not. I know you do. Good for you. And that's what it's all about. That's the school of Ramadan. And remember, you will be granted a certificate whether you passed or failed. So did you do your qiyam? Did you do your Quran? Did you fast the proper way? Did you hold on to your tongue and your senses, not just hold back from food and water? No. There's a lot more to it than that. You're a smart kid. I'm sure you know. May Allah accept from us, Ya Rab. Ameen. Hajj and Umrah. Take you one day, and maybe you've already been through with me. May Allah help us, wallahi. You know, Hajj and Umrah is also about akhlaq. I'll talk about it soon, inshaAllah. You know about prayer? You know what Allah says? Salah, what did it say? He says, it teaches you akhlaq. Subhanallah. Salah teaches you akhlaq? Yes. Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Inna tawkeed, for sure, no doubt, your salah, words of evil and transgression act. So you understand the ibadah, the act of worship, has fruit, has proof. I know I'll tell you about it when it comes to your husband, inshallah. But I want to tell you now so you'll know why I'm going to concentrate on certain things later. Your salah wards off evil, so your salah, if it doesn't give you that, it means that you're doing exercises. You're just doing aerobics. So, da'hu inna salatahu tanha. When Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi heard something, he says, leave him, the salah will ward him off. So if your salah does not do that, you know why? Because between every salah and salah, you cannot do something bad. You're asking Allah to forgive me, guide me. If you're truthful, you will stay away. And your zakah, خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةُ تَطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ. Same thing. Take the wealth from them to purify them the illness of greed. Give them more. Let them hoard. Be stingy, but be generous. And fasting is the taqwa, as we talked about it. And Hajj and Umrah, لَا رَفَثَ وَلَا فُسُوقَ وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجِّ. No beginning of intimate relations. Control your whims and desires. فُسُوق فَسَقَتِ الْحَبَّةِ meaning خَرَجَتْ عَنْ غُلَافِ. The seed comes out of the cover. Meaning, خَرَجَ عَنْ طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ شَرْعِي, Islamically now. I know one day you'll be seeking knowledge. You'll make us proud. I know you are. So comes out of the disobedience of Allah. No quarrel, you understand? If you've been to Hajj, and I know you have, Alhamdulillah, by the blessing of Allah, He gave us that opportunity. You understand how difficult it is, where everybody else promises you, where everybody's pushing, but you learn to control your anger and whims and desires accordingly. And lastly, is your zakat, as we talked about. And that is, my dear sister and my dear brother, teaching how to teach your children about your five pillars of Islam and the fara'id. Understand that the fruit of that is the akhlaq, your character. And that's why Ibn al-Jawzi, rahmatullah alayhi, will finish with that. Man sabaqaka fil akhlaq, sabaqaka fil deen. The one that is better than you in the akhlaq, in the character, is indeed one that is better than you in the deen. May Allah give us both together, best in akhlaq and best in the deen. Ameen. Wa akhdaw alhamdulillahi rabbil ameen. Wa salam ala alihi wa sahbihi wa tabi'in. Jazakumullah anna khaira. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.